From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Welcome to another broadcast of Let the Bible Speak. We invite you to stay tuned for a message from God's Word, preached by Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. This week, Dr. Cairns is preaching a message entitled, Tempting, Grieving, and Quenching the Spirit. There are three texts for the message, Acts 5:9, Ephesians 4:30, and 1 Thessalonians 5:19. The first text recounts the sin of Ananias and Sapphira, a sin of deliberate hypocrisy. The second text, Ephesians 4:30, warns believers against sins which grieve the Holy Spirit, sins such as lying, stealing, indulging in corrupt speech, or treating the things of God lightly. As Dr. Cairns is showing, there is more to these sins than appears on the surface. The third passage, 1 Thessalonians 5:19, commands, "Quench not the Spirit." It warns against such things as repressing the work of the Spirit by disobedience. Dr. Cairns will come to the message shortly. First, he takes time to answer the question, why doesn't God save everybody? The video version of this comment may be found on our website, ltbsradio.com.
I always wonder when people ask this question, why doesn't God save everybody? It's one I've heard many a time. A couple of answers I'll give. The first answer that comes to mind is, it's a crazy question. The big question is, why does God save anybody? I'm dealing with the holy God of the Bible. I'm dealing with the God who didn't stir, as it were, a muscle, didn't move a finger to save angels when they sinned. And yet he saves an innumerable company of men and women. I believe, and I believe I could establish it from Scripture, I believe that at the end of the day, God will save more than 50% of all men. God will save the majority. There'll be more in heaven, as it were, than in hell. That's my conviction from God's Word. So He saves an innumerable company out of every tribe, tongue, kindred, and nation under heaven. Now, why does he not save everybody? When Jesus spoke of things that men couldn't understand, he said, "Even so, Father, for so it seemed good in thy sight." Paul said, in this general connection, "Who art thou that repliest against God?" Why God does anything is ultimately for his own glory. That's the ultimate. Now, how God is glorified in the exhibition of His grace and in the exhibition of His holiness and judgment and justice, I can only, as a mere human, have a very, very limited understanding. The fact that He glorifies Himself is stated in Scripture. The fact that God will be glorified and I will be praising Him in heaven forever, in glorification, I'll be praising God forever for everything that He has done, including the judgment of the ungodly. Tells me, if He is glorified, that's good enough for me. I don't understand it all, but I'm going to praise Him for all eternity for it, and therefore I will not find fault with Him now. Why He does it is His business, and it's for His glory. And for anybody who knows himself and knows anything of God, for anybody, in other words, who does not try to make himself God, that is good enough.
Praise proclaim. Hosanna, Lord, glory to His name. The earth has
Listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We have been delighted with the response to these programs. Your words of appreciation and your letters and emails have been most encouraging. From time to time, we're able to offer various of our publications to those who request them. And we're pleased to announce that the latest edition of Let the Bible Speak quarterly magazine is now available. The principal focus of this issue is Darwinism. Two Free Presbyterian ministers deal with the fruit and the fallacies of Charles Darwin's theories. In that connection, there is a report on the wonders of God's handiwork displayed at the Creation Museum located near Cincinnati, Ohio. Also, this issue contains another in a series of articles about the founding fathers of the Free Presbyterian Church, focusing this time on Dr. S.B. Cook. The missionary focus is upon what the Lord is doing in the nation of France. You may have a free copy of the magazine simply by asking for it. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org, or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy the program, you may like to visit our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget that word radio, ltbsradio.com. In this connection, we'd like to call your attention to a series of video features on the website. In these video clips, Dr. Alan Cairns answers questions from both believers and non-believers regarding various issues, such as, is it ever right to have an abortion? What is revival? And do all who die as infants go to heaven? These video portions are listed under Q&A with Alan Cairns. You're sure to find these presentations to be informative and enlightening. Q&A with Alan Cairns is found on ltbsradio.com.
Christians ought not to steal. Can I say just in passing, there's one thing that you ought to be very careful about stealing, and that is a man's reputation. Be very careful about stealing a man's good name. It's grieving to God the Holy Spirit. Verse 29. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth. No corrupt communication. No communication that has the mark of the pit about it. I think the Lord has created us as entire people. I think I can prove that from the Bible. I don't think you've got to be one of those misanthropic characters that has to imagine that a sense of humor was somehow created by the devil. And it has no place in a Christian. I don't believe in that kind of Christianity. But I do believe in this, that there are certain things you don't joke about. When I heard on tape the words of one of America's leading fundamental preachers saying that he's such a sports nut that he prays in the name of Roger Staubach, God the Father, God the Son, and Roger Staubach, I want to tell you, that's a corrupt communication. When he puts the blood of Jesus Christ in the same sentence with a cheese whopper as things that he specially loves, I want to tell you, that's a corrupt communication. That's a vile thing. Vicious thing. I've heard preachers, maybe those with an extremely sharp sense of humor are more at risk here. I've heard preachers, and their jokes ultimately come to center on the person or the work or a miracle or something on the Lord Jesus Christ. That's a corrupt communication. There are certain things that you don't joke about. Not only that, there are those things that the world takes for granted that they ought never to be part of a believer's vocabulary. We live in an age of the greatest laxity and morals. And corrupt communications, things that are especially communications between the sexes, ought to be very, very carefully guarded with the modesty of the Spirit of Christ. You ladies, and I thank God that, to my knowledge, I have no ground for complaint on this, or in this area, in this church. I thank God for that, for I know many other churches where there are grounds for complaint. But you ladies, ever be very careful that in appearance, in demeanor, in look, in action, and in word, you maintain strict modesty. And you men never transgress into the area of corrupt communication. The music halls of the world are full of it. Let us therefore grieve not the Spirit in this way. Now these are some of the things. If time permitted, you could go into Galatians 5, look at 19, you'll see the works of the flesh which are manifest. And they are the opposite to the fruit of the Spirit. They are the things that grieve the Holy Spirit. Now we are particularly told, do not grieve the Holy Ghost. The word grieve means injure. Or it has the meaning of insult. Obviously, again, it's the Holy Spirit's work in the church that is particularly before us. We cannot injure the essence of eternal deity. But we can injure that work that the Holy Spirit is doing in and through His church. When we are guilty of grieving the Holy Spirit, what we are doing is we are causing a removal of the sweet influences and manifestations of the presence of the Holy Spirit. We are breaking down fellowship with the Holy Spirit. We are putting distance between us and the Lord. There is an awful picture of this, you know, in the book of Ezekiel. The Church of Christ would do well to remember that repeated grieving of the Spirit is what leads to total apostasy. It's what leads to total destruction. As far as our usefulness to God is concerned, you look in the book of Ezekiel and you have the vision of the departing glory. It used to be central in the whole work and witness of the church. But little by little by little, the Spirit of God is removing Himself. And He's more and more at a distance. This is what happens when Christians and churches grieve the Holy Ghost by sin. It's a cause for blasphemy in others. What an insult to the sanctifier when those who profess to be His sanctified ones are living in flagrant sin, grieving to the Spirit. Men and women, there are many, many things that are important to us in this church. Many things. But I want to tell you, most important of all is the presence and the ministry of God the Holy Spirit. If the Spirit of God, who is well signified under the symbol of the dove, if the Spirit of God is driven away, grieved out of our lives, grieved out of our service, then we're in sad shape indeed. Grieve not the Spirit. Then finally, not only have we tempting the Spirit and grieving the Spirit, but quenching the Spirit. 1 Thessalonians 5:19. Quench not the Spirit. The word quench means what you'd expect it to mean. It means to extinguish or to repress. Now here, we just have a personal word for each of us individually for a start. Be very careful about your personal whims and attributing them to the Holy Spirit. Be very careful about just saying, well, the Spirit told me this and the Lord told me that and the Lord told me another thing. If I were to believe all that Christians say the Lord told them to do, the Lord would be far from the immutable God. He'd be the most changeable being imaginable. Every whim, they say the Lord tells them. Be careful about making such claims. The Lord can give you a burden of heart through His Word, through prayer. His Spirit will lead. He will direct your paths if you acknowledge Him in all your ways. And when the Holy Ghost, not your whims, when the Holy Ghost moves you, listen, never try to repress that work. That's dangerous and foolish. When I look back to the time God called me into the ministry of the Free Church, I have to thank the Lord for His mercy and His long suffering. But when the Lord spoke to me in a very, very remarkable way, for the next 2 weeks, I really quenched the Spirit. Now, I didn't think I was quenching the Spirit. I said, Lord, do it again. Do it again. As if the experience itself would in some way confirm the word of the Spirit. Those 2 weeks were weeks of misery, darkness, despair. And that's the way the rest of my life would have been had it not been for very wise words from my minister, Bert Cook. It's difficult for us to imagine just how sore a ruin it is for a Christian to repress, to extinguish the movings of the Spirit of God. That word extinguish, of course, does raise the idea of fire, and fire and the Holy Spirit in Scripture are closely identified. Acts 2, for example. And couldn't we well say here, when it says quench not the Spirit, never try to put out the fire of the Holy Spirit? Now, we don't want wild fire, we don't want spurious fire, we don't want man-made counterfeits. But on the other hand, neither do we want a cold, lifeless farce that calls itself Christianity. Oh, we have got to be so full of decorum in church. We have this stupid notion, and I say that honestly, it is stupid. Oh, I understand where it came from, and I can understand the good intentions that gave rise to it, but nonetheless, it's a man-made stupidity that draws the distinction between a worship service and a gospel service. And you can't sing too hard in the Sunday morning, that's a worship service. Can't throw your head back and put your chest out and fill your lungs with air and really give God the glory. You don't say hallelujah on a Sunday morning. That's a worship service. Man, where did we ever come to that sort of pass? Man-made nonsense. See, our decorum can ultimately come to be just a nicely colored shroud to cover the corpse of a dead church. Never think that a nice choir, and I like to have a good choir, but never think that a nice choir and high class music and a lovely form of service and everybody feeling aesthetically fulfilled is Christianity. For it's not. And what's more, however much it may be of peripheral value, it can never be of the essence of Bible Christianity. If we don't have the Spirit of God, it doesn't matter what you have. You can have the best preachers, the nicest singers, you can have it all. If you don't have the Spirit of God there, it's dead. Don't put out the fire of the Holy Ghost.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at faithfpc@freepres.org. That's faithfpc@freepres.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.freepres.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free, 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us once again as we let the Bible speak.